Blog Talk Radio.
Today.
Yes, you do.
That's
really
a whole other
do.
Kind of sexy there.
I feel like a rocker.
Run us indeed. I got the whole trashy thing going on today. So.
Yeah, and Corey's all elegant. What the hell?
This is our natural day. I was telling the girls before the show, for those of you who are listening, this is how I actually sleep, and my shoulder hurts as a result. Every night I wake up, I'd be like, damn, my shoulder hurts. I sleep some old twisted up, pretzel kind of way. Yeah, that's fun. Anyway, y'all didn't need to know that.
Sure we did.
Huh?
So how is everybody today?
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yay! We like being good.
I'm hungry. I'm going to need a sandwich.
I'm hungry too. What the hell?
And I ate. I didn't really eat today. I lied. I had some oatmeal and I had a burger, which I should not have eaten. I blame Ginger from this morning.
Don't make me tell on you for not eating.
What did I do?
You made me talk about meat, and then I wanted a burger. I was craving it, so I had to have one.
Want some meat, don't you? Okay, anyway.
No, I can't tell.
I need to introduce myself.
Penis.
Cock. Okay. Oh, wait. I have to be sexy today. Cock. Okay.
What is wrong with y'all two? What's wrong?
I don't know, but I think it's right. Whatever it is.
Let me introduce the show. Let me put on my porn voice. Anybody got some 70s porn music in the background or something?
Wait a minute. I do. We do.
You have to turn it down really quiet because, you know, I get quiet when I do the porn voice.
I can't find it right now.
Okay, never mind.
Wait a minute. I do. Hold up. Let me give it to you.
There we go. A little quieter. It's just background. There we go. All right. Ready? Okay.
Ready? Go.
You know what? You're ruining everything. Hush. Okay, here we go.
Not nice.
It's Thursday, and it's March 7th, 2013. And the Thursday means that we are rough, raw, and ready. Because you know we like to do it bare. So, if you are interested in actually listening to us, and if you don't already know who we are, where the fuck have you been, you bad, naughty boy? We are Gamer Girls Radio. I'm Snow White, the ever innocent and sweet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We also have Gaminatrix / Corey, who is here to enthrall us with her luscious voice. Hi, Corey.
Hello.
Well, hello there, Miss Corey.
I'm sorry, I had that smoker's cough thing going. I don't even smoke.
That's kind of gross, yeah.
Our redheaded stepchild.
Yay!
I'm being all sexy. You guys are like, hey!
My bad. Yay. Sorry, I don't know.
All right, let me give up the number if you want to call in and chat with us. Which you could, because, I mean, we're awesome like that. The number is 347-215-7977. So actually, if you haven't really understood what we were going at, tonight's show is going to be about sex, mainly about
sex.
Well, sex, yeah. You'll see when we get talked about it. I don't want to go to the subject now. But, and as an aside, let me go ahead and put out this disclaimer really quickly. Our shows are always for adults, but they're really for adults tonight, okay? So if you have little ears on you or in the room, please turn the show off or get it away from the little ears.
Yeah.
Definitely adult tonight. There'll be lots of cock and cunt and all sorts of things.
Don't say that word.
I'm sorry. I forgot she didn't like that word.
No.
I like it. I like the word.
I'm not saying anything. I just said don't say that word.
Why?
Can you wait till later?
Okay. Okay. Am I going
to... Can you have what?
Can I get a spanking? I want a spanking.
Rawr.
Why do you make her do it with that voice with the little rawr?
You mean I'm not frightening?
No, you're not. Not in the least.
Get it.
If you ran up to me saying that, I just
you are so cute. Look at that.
Yeah. You want a picture?
only on days that end in Y.
Oh, Ginger, you scared.
I'm sorry, Joe. No, I wasn't in Salem. I was doing my digital clothing stuff today.
And I saw you, but I was busy yelling at some old lady who decided when I told her to turn off her modem, decided to turn off the lights in her room. I don't know why that translated to, yeah, anyway. Don't ask.
Because my brain wants to ask a million questions at once. All right, so did she have, like, bad wiring so that, you know, it's got the whole plug that turns off if you flip the switch?
No.
Well, see, if she was at my house, that makes sense because I have a switch, I told you, outside this office that when you turn off, the whole office turns off. Great. So if you told me to turn off my modem, that would be, you know, if I was older, I might go there. But I don't know why she did it. I asked her, does the switch turn off the modem? No, I can't see anything in the room now. I can't see. Oh,
oh good Lord.
No, I had one who got mad at me because she couldn't use two modems at the same time. Which I can kind of understand how you wouldn't know that at first, but if I'm trying to explain to you for 15 minutes that you can't use two modems on the same damn phone line, don't argue with me. Be like, well, it worked like this before. It was working. I don't know what y'all did to it, but it ain't working now.
Did she ask you about her Google?
Not the Google.
Wow.
But this was not
what,
the Google.
What she, this woman what, actually what you
hung did up to... on me. She actually hung up on me. She's like, you just don't know what you're talking about. Click. All right, cool.
And my favorite of the night, before we go on to our topic, I need help with my email. Okay, well, what's your email address? And then she says, SBC Global. I don't work for SBC Global. I said, I can't help you with your email. Well, why can't you?
Exactly.
Why can't you help me? It's email. I said, you know,
mm-hmm.
That almost makes sense. But
I had Yahoo. Same thing. Why can't you help me with Yahoo? I'm not Yahoo. Lord. That sounded kind of hot, actually.
I have no idea what that was, but that was so weird.
It was hot. It was like she was getting it rammed from behind and lost her breath.
It's close. That was second. A straw.
Okay, all right, cool. So y'all weren't hearing what I was hearing just then. All right, that's good.
I had to clear that up. Sucking a straw.
Boy, boobs.
What about my boobs?
How are you showing them your boobs?
Wait a minute. Let me see. Yeah, my boobs are epic. You showing my legs? Get the legs. I like the legs.
I don't know about that skin. I'm going to go back to y'all. I can't see.
Did you say you don't know about my skin? Did she say she
No. My skin. I bought a new skin, and I don't know if I like it.
I know something was looking odd about you.
Will you please update these photos on Twitch? They are so old.
I have a new one, but it's up on Facebook now, actually, as our background. If Ginger would be If you'd be so kind as to pull up the Gamer Girls Radio Facebook, we are all sitting on the couch in the background.
Nice.
You see that there? We look hot. Ginger looks like somebody did something to her. That's what her avatar. See her avatar sitting? Like, you know, just then she was looking like, we broke up.
I'm so sad. My avatar's like, yeah. Yeah,
that weed was good, man. Yeah.
I was like, girl, he broke up with you. Let me make it better.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Girl, let me tell you something. Once you go pussy, you ain't never going back.
See? Ginger, you better hide.
I'm telling you.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
You better hide the wife for real, because the Sherry is getting kind of tired of men.
I'm gonna remain silent. Anyway, like the K on knife, I'm gonna remain silent. Okay.
We're leaving that outside the show. Anyway, what is our topic for today? Because we are so off topic.
It is sex all week. Mm-hmm. Sex all week. Okay, so you missed Tuesday night show was a bit of a very sexy train wreck.
It was very fun. I enjoyed it.
But we cannot do that again because we were, you know, we talk about men. I think we were out of control. Anyway, you have to go listen to or watch Fix and Easter from Tuesday night. Guys, you may not want to watch this, but let your girlfriend watch it. Just leave her in the room. And when you come back, I promise you, you'll get a nice surprise. Anyway.
Yes, we will.
Mm-hmm. But tonight we decided we got some other directions we want to go in because our Thursday night show is a little more... Sometimes we're a little angry and sexy at the same time.
I'm
scary. Uh-oh.
Always angry. You are always angry.
She's a militant redhead.
She is, and she looks sweet.
What has got you? She's breaking up, too, so she can't even get it out.
She'll be in the high register in a minute. Watch.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Wait for it. She is cussing. I hit it in my head. Motherfucker! See, you're interested.
Okay, well, while we're waiting on Ginger to come back, I want to plug my blog. There's a blog up.
No, it's not.
What?
No, it's all right. Not.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
I had to take it down. It's having some technical difficulties. Please stand by. However, we do have something else up.
Okay, there's stuff up on GameAndMatrix.com. Go there. Check it out. You can actually catch our Twitch TV, which you can actually see what we're seeing when we're talking.
Hey, tell him what's up. Mr. Garrett wrote, I actually like what he wrote. I didn't think he was. You're all starting to be able to channel his feminine side quite well. Top 5 best cinematic chick fights that would make any feminist proud. And I said to myself when I saw it, I ain't gonna like that. But it's actually pretty damn good. And there's a movie in there that I have never seen before that is from the 80s where it is some hardcore fighting. You remember, guys, when they used to show us fight scenes with women from like the 80s?
Yes.
If you remember the original Wonder Woman pilot.
Wonder Woman!
Okay. Oh, the original Wonder Woman pilot. Not Linda, you know, Linda Carter, where, you know, she kind of sort of kicks him, but there was no fighting. They just kept doing this cutscene where the Wonder Woman was hitting sticks with this other woman. Literally, it was like, click, click. And I'm like, this is so boring. Hit her in the face with it! Okay, anyway.
Rip out her hair! Grab her weave!
Okay, knock that bitch down. Yeah, she's the bad guy. Knock her down. So, yeah, you got go check that out up on our site. And Snow's blog will be up later. It's just, for some reason, it wants to just show the picture. It only wants to show your name. That's it.
I saw my blog earlier, and it's pretty vicious today. It's pretty vicious.
I have not read it. Y'all scare me sometimes with y'all's vicious. But anyway, so this show is about sex. So I told the girls to start with Laura Croft, but they went off in some other directions as you two were sending me stuff. So which one of y'all are jumping in first? Because I was scared.
I think we should talk about Laura Croft first, because she pretty much started it.
Yeah. And there goes my Chrome. let me try this again. Let me go back to my Chrome. Chrome, can you work with me, please? Please. Okay, so we, in case you're new to the scene, as some of you are, do not know a little bit about Laura Croft. And Laura Croft is an old lady. 1996 is when she made her first appearance. And she was created by a man named Tony Guard. The first lady to do her voice was named Shelley Blonde. There are no pictures of Shelley anywhere on the internet. I looked. Y'all see any pictures of Shelley?
Shelley, okay. Say her last name again. Blonde?
Shelley Blonde. Blonde, like the hair, but without the E.
Okay. Oh, my God. Yes, I do. Okay.
Well, throw that to Ginger while I talk. Judith Gibbons did her voice from 1997 to 1998. Janelle Elliott. We got Keeley Hawes, Camilla Luddington, and Minnie Driver. I didn't know there was an animated series. Did y'all know that?
I did not either. No.
Now, Camilla
Luddington. Oh, God. Shelley Blonde actually looks kind of like Lara Croft.
I think they all do.
Weird.
Camilla Luddington, the most recent voice of the newest Lara Croft, is the one that looks the most like her to me. Camilla Luddington, y'all know who she is, that actress.
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy. We talked about it the other morning.
Yeah.
She's from England, Ascot, Berkshire, England. And I think this is her first video game. She was actually very excited. She's a little bit of a geek, I picked up on. So, of course, Lara Croft, the whole big boob thing, she was one of our first icons, her
mm-hmm.
and the women from Leisure Suit Larry.
Oh, God.
The women from Leisure Suit Larry. But Laura's the most iconic because the boobs were huge and the women were like, what?
Yeah. Hey, don't be talking about big boobs, all right?
No, I'm talking about for her body. That would not happen.
Oh, that's true. Unless they were fake, and then it would happen.
Yeah. Even with you two, I dare say if you were trapped on an island and you were starved down to, you know, like 90 pounds, your boobs wouldn't even be that big.
No. Actually, if I lose weight, my boobs stay the same size until I hit a certain point, and then they start going away.
Hey, can y'all hear me now?
Yes. Hi, Ginger. What are you talking about? Oh, and she's out again.
No,
she's still there?
No, she's still there.
Am I still here?
Yeah,
you're still here.
Okay.
Okay. Phew. All right.
Why is the screen on me? Because I'm sleeping. What's that about?
Oh, because I walked away to go run and try to find
your
some more batteries.
She likes sexy legs.
She's trying, oh,
by the way, the house full of double A's trying to find triple A's is like, whoa.
Do you want
to
know why you only have double A's?
I know why I only have double A's, but anyways.
I personally need a plug. That's what I need.
Girl, I have got a plug. That shit, it stays by my bed.
By the bed? You're in the wrong place.
Girl, no, I keep it down there so it's handy, you know? Every now and then be like, I need something.
I'll put mine on the pillow. Anyway.
Very nice.
He has a nice spot. Anyway, so Laura started all this sexualized business. So then we had a couple of more come along. And I just gave Ginger videos and did not label the first few, did I?
Oh, Ginger, that last link I sent you, that's Shelley Blonde. If you want to pull her up.
So that we can see the very first voice that you all were so in love with. She didn't really say very much. I think that's why the guys liked her. Laura didn't have much to say. Just stand there with your boobs. Just stand there.
Okay. Ginger's got technical issues, so we'll just keep talking.
Is she having tech issues? Please stand up. Oh, poor baby. Okay, so now let me ask you this, and we got too many chats going on and too much going on. Did you ever want to play as Lara Croft when you first saw her?
No.
Did the boobs bother you at all?
Yes. Yes, they did. I honestly, it was at a point when all I saw were all of these. It's like a caricature of a woman. It's not a real woman. It's a caricature of a woman. It's the what a man would want to see in a woman, basically. Like exaggerated times 50, I hope. And it just turned me off. It just wasn't really anything I was interested in at all. Number one, it's not my type of game. I don't really like that kind of game. And number two, Lara Croft just seemed too sexualized, too overdone for my taste to really be interested in the game at all. So, no.
Now that we got Ginger back, what about you? Did when you first saw Lara Croft, I think you're a little bit younger than us, so probably you came in when the boobs were starting to shrink a little bit.
Actually, and I'm going to totally go out here and out myself. I had heard of Tomb Raider, had never played any of the games. The first Tomb Raider I saw was the movie, of course, with Anna.
He's so
Anna,
young and sweet.
Really big boobs, huge boobs. Angelina Jolie, there we go, that's her name. I couldn't think of it.
She's hot, or she was hot before she turned into a skeleton. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the skeleton looks not hot on her.
No, it's not at all. No.
Eat some food.
That was not her boobs, by the way.
No, that was fake. That was obviously fake. They did not move at all.
But I'm trying to think if I saw any of the games before. I know I have.
Really?
For the life of me, I can't think of anything before the latest one. I'm trying to think. I think they've all been wiped out of my head with the new one.
Now, see, this was and I'll give you another video if we can, if Ginger can pull it up without it crashing her. And you might want to turn the sound down on this.
No, it was not that. My headset's acting up for some strange, very, very annoying reason.
Because?
Apparently.
Who's, okay, who's got their thing on? Maybe it's me. I'm hearing it.
What thing?
I love that song. Okay.
Yeah, Kiss Me is a sweet song. That, Laura's love interest. This is, I can tell you I have not played any of the Laura Cross except for the, what was the one with the darkness where she had the doppelganger, where she had the double? And it might be this one that we're looking at on the screen, as a matter of fact. It might be this one. But I played the first Tomb Raider, but I got to say, the boobs I didn't pay much attention to. Mm-hmm. I didn't even pay any attention to the fact that she was a woman, to be honest with you. What bored the hell out of me is there was no fighting in it. There were some wolves that ran up every once in a while and she'd shoot. There were nobody to fight. Like, if you're watching, of course, our Twitch channel, you know, she's kind of, you know, fighting and running around. And this was, I think, the first time the gaming industry, they had already made a mistake. You had an iconic female character, and I'm trying to remember if I heard some of them say, well, it's a woman, we didn't really want her fighting anybody. Women don't like to fight. The hell we don't. So that's what bored me, and I stayed away from it until they started putting people into the game. Then, you know, when she could fight and jump around and shoot actual people in addition to wolves, then I got interested in playing. And then I started noticing, you know, her boobs are kind of out of control.
Yeah.
They're
okay,
kinda...
and I
yeah,
noticed
they
the
are.
Boobs right off because I've had big titties since I was in, like, the fifth grade. Okay? I'm not even kidding. Like, I didn't even wear training bras. I jumped from, like, no bra to A cup. Like, boom, titties. Okay? So it's very important to me to have a girl or a woman character that looks realistic, and that was not realistic.
No, not at all.
I mean, even with my boobs now, it's not anything like Lara Croft. Her waist is like the size of my thigh.
Yeah.
And her boobs,
you know,
are as big
funny?
As mine.
Not to interrupt you, let me tell you what's funny here. Okay, you know the new Lara Croft, they made this big deal about, oh, she's, you know, he's feeling her up and all this stuff, and she's getting raped.
I was going to mention that, but you know, I didn't want to interrupt, but oh my God.
Yeah. This is going on right here. I don't care. Hey, smooch that boy, girl. Kiss him. Anyway, I find that funny. I find that hilarious that we're making such a big deal about it. This just shows how people outside of our community really just know nothing about the games that we play. No history, no nothing. Anyway, we're 20 minutes in. I don't want to make this all Laura. It started out that way.
No.
No, we could not do an hour on Laura, but, you know, it's good
that
we
keep it. Is amazing, and it's very much girl power, and she's real, and it's amazing. I love it.
I don't really agree. I mean,
who?
Really? Yes, she is a strong female character. Yes, she kicks ass, but it's the way she's portrayed that bugs the living shit out of me, really.
What do you mean?
I think that's changed now, and I think
they got
a woman. They got a woman writer. They went and explored some territory that normally they. I don't think they would have been able to do this in 1996. Honestly,
no,
not just graphically, but in 1996, the world was still. They still think it's games, but there's a lot more of us to fight back now. So I don't think then it would have been able to be done. But I love her now way more than I ever did, and I haven't even picked up the game yet. Just knowing the. We were all together when they started announcing at E3. And I remember, and I don't know why we didn't record this. Usually we record our E3 shows just uncandid. We're watching it with you, and this year might be interesting because we probably will be twitching and then watching, and you'll get to hear us our reactions live. But I remember all of us when they said Lara Croft, even Blaster went, oh, another one. Until they started showing it and told us this is not old Lara Croft, we are doing a prequel. We're going to show you how she got to be who she was, and they showed her climbing, and all I remember is hearing the two of you go, oh, look.
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty bad. I remember that. That was badass. Now she's getting to the point where it's more something that I would be interested in, but back then, hell no, not even close to interested.
Yeah, but I just wish they had done one thing for me for what that trailer We should have got a little Destiny's Child there, Survivor, when she was climbing up. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. I'd be all up in my seat going, I'm a survivor.
Well, no, they should have done that with the trailer when they started running it for release.
I know.
Yeah,
I'd be dancing in my seat, arms up in the air, waving. Yeah.
I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor. Yeah.
Totally.
So that's the only thing I think they messed up on is they took away the female voice when they did the trailer. You got to give us a girl, somebody, rock band, something. I said that the other morning. Anyway.
I do voiceovers. You can contact me. I had to plug myself.
I'm going to plug myself. No. Okay, we're all sounding kind of GLaDOS-ish. Anybody else here? We sound very GLaDOS.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe it can't be my internet. I have like 14, 15 megs. I'm okay.
How many packets are you dropping? No.
God, I don't know. Shit.
Are you really getting rid of your pings as yourself?
I am, dude. Let's see.
Let's all do pings. Everybody listening live, go ahead and pull up your command prompt. Let's all ping. Let's do extended ping.
My ping.
Yeah, I don't wanna.
614 milliseconds? What the fuck?
Look, I'm gonna do mine.
Ugh.
Nothing dropped yet. Nothing dropped yet.
Nothing dropped, but it's
but my headset keeps cutting in and out, and it's a wireless headset. I don't know why it's doing this. I'm sitting right here at the base. It shouldn't be doing this. Very annoying.
Ginger, I'm going to need you to ping.
No ping.
No ping. This is the show is all about. Okay, you have to put up my next one, because we got to do these two girls, because these are the most hyper-sexualized chicks. We look like some fucking beach bums. Ginger girls on screen. We look like beach bums. We got drunk and passed out. We're on an acid trip.
Whoa. Look at the clouds, man.
That's
true.
And I'm over there like, I shouldn't have drank that.
Wait. No, wait. That's the same one
that's
I just
the wrong
played.
One.
Yeah. I'm noticing this. I'm telling you, I'm having
some technical difficulties. Please
your
stand
technical
by.
Difficulties. I'm telling you.
You didn't give me another. Oh, wait.
Yes, I did. I gave
scroll
you
up. Scroll up.
Fly up.
I'm scrolling up.
Oh, my gosh. My doze.
Yeah. Let me see. Right. I got 4% packet loss. Just letting y'all know.
I got none.
The naked cami?
Yes. Okay, again, this is explicit. We have warned you all before the show. This is, if I remember correctly, this was an unlockable for you to get to play as Cammy naked.
Oh, and
the video
yeah.
Hasn't started yet. We're a little bit behind gender, so some of you are like, where, naked Cammy? This was an unlockable. My thing was, why was there no unlockable for Ryu? Maybe I wanted to see.
I want to see his junk flapping around.
I might want to see that.
Right?
He looks like he might be packing a little something. So this guy's like leaning all close to their screen. Yeah, look at that. Did y'all see that?
I'm trying to get it to blow up big, but me and YouTube are going to have an issue today. There we go.
No, it was big. She was all up in there with her movie.
There we go. Yeah, but it wasn't running smoothly. Here we go.
Okay.
YouTube does not like you.
It does not. Negative.
It's not my night. I don't know what's going on.
You know, but that's actually kind of what I noticed. Like, whenever they make video games, if there's anything, like, secret kind of sexual thing going on, it always has to do with females. It never really has to do with men.
Uh-huh, but I have something for you for that.
Hot.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Oh, hey, look, it's more naked Cammy. But she doesn't really have a vagina. She just has, like, an area.
Yeah, there's not really much there. It's just
they're not letting you see. So it's very strategically hidden so that they didn't have to define anything. If you notice how she, you know, how she turns, her hand is in the way.
She still has like nipple pasties.
Yes,
she has one nipple pasty, not two. One.
Oh, okay, just one. So
yeah,
right, yeah, because so, yeah, when you see far away,
and you can't see her poon, so
they make sure you don't see anything. Yeah. But still, it's enough for teenage boys. And I don't think ESRB was even in existence when they did this. How did they manage to get this passed?
I have no idea. But apparently she shaves or waxes.
That's wax in there, girl. That's wax.
Kick his ass naked. That's
fuck
right,
him
girl.
Up. Fuck him
do it,
up.
Do it,
girl. Do it. Kick his ass.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
No.
The screen's going right. Oh, no. Hey.
Crotch punch him.
Okay, sorry. Oh, that's exactly why they had her naked, just so she could do that.
So, yeah.
Yep, exactly. That's exactly why.
Anyway, let's move on to naked men, because, you know.
Okay, and let me give Gigi the naked guy. Okay, now this is one of the first. I don't think there's any other game I've seen this in, actually. Anybody else know of a nude guy? Some of the guys are like, I'm leaving the show now. I don't want to watch it anymore.
Well,
you know what?
Because we do, damn it.
You know what? That says, you know what that's funny about that? That says a lot about men. They talk about women hate their bodies. You men don't ever want to look at yourselves or anybody else.
I know. What the hell, yo?
I like all bodies. Men, women, androgynous, bring it.
I personally like to look at myself naked. I'm just saying.
Let me.
Beautiful, beautiful thing.
All right, I'm
anyway,
throwing up the text. I realized I didn't have the text. So there we go. Text
okay, now this is GTA, Ballad of Gay Tony. And no, there's no, actually, Snow's going to get a kick out of this. So would Ginger, actually, when you're watching this trailer. Ballad of Gay Tony is third. I'm going to have to look it up. My page is closed. Thank you. from GTA. Again, if you haven't played it, you can go pick it up on Steam for, like, really, really cheap. And this one was out 2009, October, one of their first ones. It was only on Xbox, and then you got the PlayStation and Windows version came next year in April.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first times I've ever seen some full frontal male nudity in a game. And I was like,
I remember you telling me that story about
yeah, Baby Nathan was in the room, and, you know, I was like, oh, we got Ballad of Gay Tony. What I've been hearing is the people, because I didn't get it the same day, and it was one of the first games I downloaded from the Xbox Live Marketplace ever. And so everybody's like, ooh, the dancing, because there's a dance game in it. And, you know, I had seen it, you know, and it's all the disco,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing the, you know, the whatever it's called now, Harlem Shuffle, it changes, you know. But they're all doing it, and I'm like, hey, I want to see that. I want to see that. And of course, this scene comes on, and I'm like, oh, he's getting a massage. Oh, that's interesting. And then he's gonna get up in a minute, and it's just all wang in the face.
Wang in the face. And it was like, oh my god, I just saw his wang.
Did you just see his wang?
That's just my grab.
I'm watching a separate screen because yours keeps like hanging up on me, but I just saw cartoon wang.
All
I'm looking. I see butt. There's butt. There's butt.
I see
butt.
Wang all up in the face.
Yeah, he's gonna get up and show all his goodies. And I was like, oh hey, y'all ought to warn people about that. This one,
it's pretty realistic too. Actually,
I'm still waiting for that part. Apparently, because I'm not there.
It's pretty. It's pretty realistic.
It's gonna be kind of. It's not quick, but it's quick enough.
Although he really needs to trim or something. That's just nasty.
But this was, again, I had never seen. Actually, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm getting
the vampire. He has no reflection. Oh, wait. There he is.
I'm getting the two confused. Actually, the first, when you first play the first GTA, I'm gonna give away a spoiler. There's a whole BDSM scene in the first one.
Hotness.
Yeah.
Ooh, hot.
Yeah, so they play with a lot of sexuality things, and I like that they didn't limit it to women. I don't think I've seen, I can't recall, maybe I'm desensitized, seeing a naked woman in GTA. Oh, look at that. So I like that they take the chances, and
mm-hmm.
they don't make it totally a... The Rockstar doesn't make it a boys' club. Rockstar is clearly a boys' club, but they don't make you feel that way. As a woman, I love playing their games. I don't feel left out. I don't feel like they're one-sided. And you got to play them to get why I say that. They pick on every fucking body.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. There is nobody safe. Your race, your sex.
Everybody in trouble.
Everybody.
Your species.
Wow, really?
Yes, everything. Reality shows, anything that can be made fun of, they do. Beer, y'all have heard me talk about the beer before. It's called Piss Wasser.
Mm. Yep.
Keyword there. Yeah, so everything is up for grabs. So this is, I think, Rockstar is a perfect shining example of how to pull in.
I've seen a penis, damn it.
I told you it was quick. No, she missed it.
No, she didn't. It's coming. It's towards the end of the thing. You may have to fast forward a little bit. If you're almost towards the end, just let it run. There's dick all up in the screen.
It's kind of off center. Like, not so much that it hangs to the right, but it is to the right.
Yes. And I thought it was pretty realistic, but it hangs really, really low from the balls, which maybe
yeah, it does.
Is that realistic?
Okay, y'all know all of them are different, so it may be normal for him.
That's true, but he really needs to trim because that is just nasty.
I like how he leans forward. He looks at it.
Like, yeah. What is it with guys and their penises? They just seem so fascinated by them.
I don't know. Speaking of guy gamers.
Uh-oh. Go ahead. Jump in there because I know you guys.
All right. So, like, in Salem, that first night, you know, I didn't know what I was doing, and I asked in local, hey, can somebody explain to me what I need to be doing? What's going on? All this fun stuff. Had a guy come up to me, oh, sure, I can tell you. And very sweet, very nice. I was like, cool. Now I can't get rid of him. Cannot. I said anything to him sexually, not flirted, nothing. So everything out of his mouth is an innuendo. You know what? You should move to my settlement because, you know, you should never be alone. And, well, what is it he said the other night? What lucky guy snuck you out of Boston from underneath my nose? And this, that, and the other. And it's like, dude, really? We're playing a game. And this is not the first time this has happened. Apparently, I should have to tell people, you know, I should, like, come with a stamp on my forehead or something in every game. Hey, not interested, married, all this other fun stuff. Back off. This is not the first game that I've had this happen in. I've had it in other games. And, guys, seriously, just because we're girls and we're playing does not mean that we're single and we want your cock.
Depending on the guy, I might want your cock, but that doesn't mean it's a guarantee. How about that?
You know what? I shouldn't say that because tomorrow I'll get a flirty email. You want to see it?
But seriously, because I play games that my other half does not. I play a lot of internet games, internet games, video games.
Did we lose her again? She
lost
her again.
Damn,
Ginger's having some problems over there. Because they didn't mash you in the head, did they, Ginger? Tap once for yes, twice for no.
I'm back. I don't know what's going on. This is very annoying tonight. But I play video games that my other half does not. And these guys think because I play alone that somehow they have a right to hit on me and, like, be disgusting. And, I don't mind, you know, playful flirting among friends, that whole thing. Because I'll flirt with girls, guys, all that fun stuff. You know, for just goofing around. We flirt. But, you know, you say perverted shit to your friends just goofing off. But that does not mean I want your dick.
All right, let me jump in here.
Tag.
Hey.
I tagged you so you can jump in. Tag.
Tag. Woo, I'm tagged. Okay, here we go. I don't mind flirting. I don't mind guys hitting on me. I don't mind them following me around for a little while, as long as you give me shit. Okay? I'll be honest. I'm kind of a game whore. You want to give me shit? We're all good. I will act like your girlfriend until you get it on my nerves, and then I'm gone. But Ginger has a point. Just because I'm a girl and playing a game does not mean that I'm single and I automatically want your dick. Okay? I may be a slut, but I'm a picky slut. All right? I don't sleep with just anybody. You got to have some kind of attraction for me to want you. And that's pretty much every single girl out there. Just because a girl is on the internet, just because they're playing the same game as you, that you do, does not mean that you have an automatic end to her panties. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Unless Ryan Gosling.
Yes, unless you are Jason Momoa, and then you can be all up in my panties, honey.
What is it? Your name is Keanu Momoa Gosling.
Yes, there you go.
Sarah ran all them together.
Keanu Momoa Gosling. Never mind. If you are that person, you can be all up in my panties anytime you want.
You can hold my controller.
You can. Mm-hmm. I will be your controller. How about that? You can play with me.
But y'all have this go on? I mean, because, even in Second Life, Corey, you guys probably not listening. Your neighbor.
Oh, I don't give a damn if he is listening. He's been blocked. It is a given if you are female. And sometimes even when you're not really female, you're going to have the guys bother you. One of our former developer/writer wrote up an article. If you want to go back, look at our old archives.gamenh.com, and it's an article he wrote called Getting the Girl Treatment. And we went into game together saying that we were sisters. Mm-hmm. And he got hit on so much. Guys were giving him stuff and saying things to him and, you know, ooh, look at that booty. I can hide under it in the rain and, you know, mm-hmm. girl, you know, all kinds of stuff. And this is a man. And I think that's the thing that I find most idiotic about some of you out there. You really don't have any idea who you're talking to.
Nope, you really don't.
As Ginger brought up, my neighbor across the way, we're actually sitting across from our sim on somebody else's beach. It's open beach. But the neighbor that's across from me, same thing. He moved and bought the land across from our store last year, and we hadn't really talked. And when he came to talk to me, I can't remember if it was him or another guy that insulted me. That's the other thing. You get insulted or you get you either get your intelligence insulted or there's something sexual. There's never somebody
yes.
that just talks to you nicely.
Yes.
He offers to work
unless
with me.
Said person is a girl playing a guy.
Yeah, then it's a whole different thing. And if for some reason you like them and you're like, damn, when you find out you're not even a guy, that's so bad for you.
Doesn't bother me at all. Doesn't bother me at all.
No, we know it don't bother you. I don't get down like that. I'm sorry, girls.
Yeah.
But
I've tried, girls. Trust me. She don't get down like that.
He was crazy. We should hook up. I find you so interesting. You are so this, and you are so awesome. And he hadn't listened to our show. He hadn't been to our Facebook page. He has no idea what I look like. But we should get together, and you know, I should come to America. I should take you out. I was like, why? What is wrong with you? What kind of crap are you on?
Bitch, have you lost your damn mind?
Yeah, and this happens quite a bit, in even especially with us doing this. And I don't want to discourage anybody from talking to us because we enjoy talking with you, flirting with you, playing with you. But we have had some people that have crossed the motherfucking line. There's clearly a line here.
Yes, yes.
And
I was joking when I said I don't mind you stalking me. Please don't stalk me. That was a joke. Okay, I don't mind flirting. Like flirting is great. I flirt with guys, girls. I don't give a fuck. It doesn't bother me. Okay, I like both. Did we lose her again? Ginger? Hello? Did we lose me?
The crash.
Corey?
She said something crashed.
Oh, okay. Something crashed. All right. Yeah, I don't mind flirting. I don't mind, you know, light banter. I don't even mind, you know, some kind of sexual innuendos. That's kind of fun. But please do not stalk me. I don't want you all up in my business all the damn time, okay? I am single in real life for a reason. I don't want you up in my business all the damn time.
Ginger is mad. Oh, my gosh.
She breaking shit?
I don't know, but she's mad. She's saying something very distant. I can hear something. There's some cussing.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. I'll unplug my headset. I plug it back in. All right. So, but no, seriously, it's like I get messages from different games. So now I log in. Where have you been? Da 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 da. I missed you, dude. I told you a million times. I'm married. Stop that. And or the ones that, you know, if you play a game with them and, you know, you get into Ventrilo or Skype or Facebook
God.
Or whatever, and then they stalk you every time they see you. Every time they see you. And it's like, dude, I do have a life outside of gaming, actually. Or not. I mean, I know I'm on the computer a lot, but I'm also in school and I've got my store and everything else. And we are busy folks.
And this is why I refuse to do voice in any game. I do not care. I do not care if you don't want to play with me because you think I'm a guy in real life because I won't get on voice with you. I do not care. I will not get on voice because inevitably, if I get on voice, that one person I'm talking with always wants me to talk to him on voice. I don't do that. Leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time. I mean, my best friend and I, real life best friend and I, both play SL together. And half the time, we won't be in voice because of whatever. You know, we're not family. She's got kids. We're busy. What was it? I was in APB, and I joined up with a guy. And to make it easier, we got in Skype so that we could work together. And he was 12. And it turned out he was 12. And oh, my God. Every time he sees me on Skype, he tries to get a hold of me. And if it were one person, I would think this is a fluke, but this happens again and again and again. It's like, just play with you in a game or I play with you in a game does not mean I I have time or the patience even or the want to spend all my time visiting with you. I'm busy. I'm antisocial. I like my quiet. I've got my, you know, radio shows going or whatever I'm doing, and it's nice.
Well, I got to tell you, another game that I play that has sex in it, but I think does it tastefully, and I always bring this up because I really love this game, Dragon Age. You got to admit.
Dragon Age has...
Yes. I think they do it very tastefully. They do sex tastefully. The women look realistic. And even Dragon Age 2 did it tastefully. I mean, that Fenris, he's hot. Every time I play Dragon Age 2, I hook up with him. I can't help it. He's just yummy.
We got trust. I forgot about that. I was like, there's another game that's got sex.
Oh, it is. I found it. I'm going to pull it up. Maybe.
What?
I'm going to try.
You know what's funny? When you go to look for the sex scenes in Dragon Age, there's a whole lot of people that are angry because they want the sex with Alistair was hot. Anyway, they want to
see everything.
It was. They did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. I got it going. I got the video of it. All right. No, I've never seen this one. So,
did you ever play Dragon Age?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Great game. Really great game. I'm thinking I may have to pop that in this weekend just to play through it again because I love playing it. It's awesome. Even I think what's missing from Skyrim is what's in Dragon Age.
Yes, absolutely. They in Skyrim, they have the ability to get, quote, married, and you can have your husband and everything like that, but there's no actual relationship. There's no real interaction going on. It's not like, you know, there's some sort of dialogue. It's just like he's there to carry your shit or to give you money. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the whole sex scene right here, the get in bed, and that was it?
No, that's not the one from Alistair.
The one from Dragon Age, and sorry, I'm going to give away a spoiler, was it builds up over the course of you playing the game. You have to woo him, he woos you. You have to get him to trust you, and you end up liking each other, and you're giving him gifts. And again, this does not happen at the beginning of the game. We're talking about this is a sidebar. Like if you were watching a TV show, the main or even a movie, you know, think about even Lord of the Rings. The sidebar is, you know, what's his name is having the romance with the elven chick, but the main thing is, you know, there's a battle going on, and that's how they did this.
Yes.
The romance is a nice sidebar, and then you're surprised because I had no idea this was coming. They're in the camp, and she goes to his tent, and I'm thinking I'm going to give him another rose, and then next thing I know, he's slipping the bra strap off, and they're staring at each other, and there's the whole kiss and this montage of, you know, but we don't see anything was what I like. It's very tastefully done, and it was okay for Baby Natrix to even be in the room to see that because nothing was shown. It was a whole lot of kissing and staring, and I love you too. Sweet. And I know you guys are like, I hate that stuff, but if you want a girl, that's how you get her.
I think they're about to show it, actually.
Did she manage to find it?
Yeah, I'm trying to kind of skip towards it.
I think this is it. It's Alistair. I cannot play this game as a female and not hook up with Alistair.
It's Alistair.
I cannot do it. Here it is. This is it.
Yep.
Oh, that's almost sweet looking.
Yeah, it is. See, look. Yep. See,
and they look so happy. Like, they're just, I don't even know.
We're in the, hey, my girl didn't look like that. That's why I got confused. Who is she? Who is that chick on my man?
Who is hanging on Alistair? We're going to have to fight.
Look, see, they're just going, oh, that's exactly what I was going, oh,
yes.
The whole time. Oh.
It's really, really
tastefully
good.
That's how you do sex in a game. It doesn't, well, this kind of game, unless you want to be playing Red Light District.
Which I do have some videos for that. I didn't know if we wanted to show them or not.
Yes, let's show the opposite.
I played that game, and it was horrible. It was, like, traumatizing.
Yeah, go ahead and throw that up, because we talk about it. I want you to see.
That shit is traumatizing. Uh-oh. I don't know if I can watch. Okay.
We got about...
Maybe I don't have sex for it. Hold on. I thought I did, but I don't. Anyway, now I got naked people, though.
Naked people!
I see naked
Whoever did this had bad graphics. Just say no to bad graphics.
Yeah,
you know, people don't realize they had bad graphics.
The avatars in Red Light District, not very good. And then most of the role players suck. So there's really not much for that game. There's really not.
Wow. All right. Well, I do have IMVU.
It didn't work.
That was too unprotected sex. Come on, IMVU, pull it up. Let's do it.
See, I can't do IMVU.
They have their clothes
I really
on,
tried.
Too.
I tried IMVU. I couldn't.
What's the deal with the bubbles above the head?
Hold on, we're going on up in here?
I don't know. What is up with
this? That's an IMVU?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I always thought it was all little cutesy. This is IMVU.
I did too.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Okay.
Now I'm surprised.
Now I'm in shock.
I do like the little animation better there. That was a nice animation.
No, that was not good. No. You have the wrong sex stuff in Second Life, honey.
Yeah.
There are some good animations in Second Life.
I have some in my inventory that's 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 years old that's better than what that was just in. What the? Okay, this is Red Light District.
Yeah, it's not interesting at all.
See, this is where you lack imagination to do.
Oh, these are ugly avatars.
Now they say they give you free access, but what they don't tell you is the free access doesn't include any of the shit that everybody wants, as in sex and getting naked. The free access is you go in there, you walk around, you can't go into any of the public areas, you can't get naked, you can't hook up with anybody, you can't do anything like that. That's your free access. In order to fuck anybody, you have to pay.
And it doesn't
There's some sex.
It doesn't look like that.
No,
you know
it doesn't.
Something
look
else. You know something else. Actually, when we were doing the sex all week, not last year, but a year before, I contacted them because they have a whole line of real adult. Remember when we were talking about Second Life on Pixnista? They also have a line of toys for you to use while you're playing the game, real stuff, and none of them are for women.
No, they're not.
Which is stupid in more ways than one. The biggest one is women. Are not going to want to come play your game. And we were emailing back and forth, and I was like, why don't you have anything for women? Why don't you know, women would probably come and play. Some would, because not all women, guys, contrary to, you know, what you're told, not all women not women all the time want the romance. Sometimes we want to be rough and raw, too.
Goddamn right.
But there's no reason to go there. We don't get any stimulation out of it while the guy has the little pocket pussy thing he can put on while he's playing and, you know, he's looking at you, but there was nothing for us. And the guy was like, well, we didn't think about it. And I was like, why would you not think about it?
Why did you not think about it?
You want women to come play your game. Who run the world? Duh.
And then sex role play inside World of Warcraft.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Is that an orgy?
This is one of the ends that there's a lot of RP.
Hell?
Oh, my God.
That is a kid's game. For God's sake.
There's a lot of...
Yes.
There's like a server. I forget what the server name is. Gold something or other. Maybe it's Goldshire. It's a server. But anyways, their little inn outside of the Alliance place. I can't think of the name of it. Goldshire Inn. Anyways, it is renowned for sex. They have sex all time. It's got a lot of RP in it. And they've actually sent out the WoW police, I guess, sort of. To try to track down these role players.
You know what? I remember this street. See, this street right here, this is where I quit. This is exactly where I was standing when I quit that day. I was like, I am not fucking playing this game. I quit. I fucking quit.
I love WoW. Don't get me wrong. But if I ever caught anyone having sex in WoW, I would immediately call a GM. This is a fucking children's game. There are, like, 8-year-olds. One of my friends.
Well, you gotta think about it. It's
game.
Not. It's for teens or older. I think. I don't remember what the rating for WoW is, but it's not really because think about it. Because it's one of the games that you have the option of turning a filter on so that you don't see like curse words, whatnot.
Well, no, I think what she's meaning is there's a lot of people like when we were watching that documentary who met playing WoW and they now that with their kids are big enough they actually play WoW together as a family. It's like a family activity instead of
that's
movie. So I think that's what she means is, you know, what if you're maybe this is an area you never really frequented and you kind of come up when you got the kids with you and you all are doing a raid and maybe you walk in there, people are getting blowjobs, like, what the fuck? Oh my God, you know?
Well, all you really see is the person kneeling in front of another person, but there's no...
Yeah, the child may not know what's going on, but the parent is going to freak out, and it's hard for you not to freak out and, you know, until you realize the kid doesn't know what's going on, then you got to try to hurry them out and, hey, let's
be
go.
Be like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's go do that quest now. Yeah, right now. Yeah, let's go. Right now. Yeah.
Well, Mommy, you said we had to get put it down.
Let's just go now, right now, right now.
No, but seriously, and it...
that doesn't work with Baby Nation. She's going to say they're doing nasty stuff, aren't they? And I go, yes, they
yeah,
are.
They
now
are.
Stop looking. Now stop looking. Just go. Yes, they are. Now stop. Don't look. Just go.
Baby Natrix is too smart for her own good, I'm telling you.
She is. She's adorable.
She's
awesome.
Smart for her own good. I'm going to have to ask her to stay young forever, okay?
Girl.
But no, but then, I mean, you know, I've also had friends in WoW who did literally stripping in WoW, you know, dark elves.
What?
The chicks.
Night elves.
Yeah.
Night elves.
Sorry, night elves.
But they didn't make as much money as I did stripping. Look,
as we did, Corey.
No, at that club, I didn't make any money. That was all you.
I did.
But while I was working at the other one.
And they dance on tables and slowly take off their armor for these guys. And they, guys would actually give them gold. I was like, really?
Look, you are all, not forget bad pixels. You all are doing it wrong. I was getting real money. And I know fake ass gold.
I was sitting up in Second Life as a stripper, and I got paid. I had like one guy who was my fan. He would always come in and just like, 1,000 lindens here, 1,000 lindens there, just throwing at me. I'm like, damn.
30,000 lindens right here. 30.
Right? He actually bought me a really expensive pair of shoes that were like 10,000 lindens or something. I said, damn.
I got 30,000 lindens because he wanted me to dance. And Ginger's going to be too young. She might know this song. A song called Candy Girl by New Edition. He wanted me to wear pink, and I had came out with my little ponytails and my feathers just covering everything in my lollipop, and I danced. The dude gave me 30,000 lindens.
Mm-hmm. Bank. Made bank right there.
And he came back every day. 10,000. 20. Mm-hmm. And my Second Life husband was like, how are you paying for a house? Don't you worry about it. I'm paying for this beachfront. Don't ask no questions. You know where you met me.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You know where you met me. Oh my God.
You know where you met me, bitch. Stop that. No, I had to stop. I had to stop just because the idea of those guys, you know, jacking off behind the screen, it grossed me out.
No, you know what got me?
Yeah,
it's just tiresome.
I don't want to do anything, but that's why I couldn't do it. Was I was like, ew, these guys are actually going to be touching themselves, and that's gross.
No, that's not. I'm gonna tell y'all what got to me was, and why I also, this is also why I have so many alts, is you get tired. You can't.
Yes.
In Second Life, you didn't used to have all these controls where you can turn off and hide from people. So when I would leave and I'm doing, don't know my thing, I'm wandering, I'm looking at stuff, I'm taking code apart, and people were popping up. You know, I'm in the sandbox and I'm looking in code, and they're like, "Hey, baby, what you doing? What the fuck are you? Oh, I met you at the club the other night, bitch. I'm looking in the code. Did you not see me with this open?"
I'm not dancing right now. Get out of my damn IMs. Yes, I remember.
You don't want to come to my house? Oh.
No, I don't.
All right, people.
That signals the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to tune in tomorrow to catch the news with Corey and Ginger. And then on Tuesday, we have our Pixanista happening all over again. And take note of this song, because this is kind of what I like. Yeah. Anyway, favorite if you like us, favorite if you don't, because that's how we roll. Say goodnight, bitches.
Goodnight, bitches.
Night, bitches. There's no way I'm turning back. Another pain is the pleasure, because nothing can measure.
know how we roll. Choke me, spank me, pull my
hat. Get out my crotch. Get out of my crotch.